Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast, where we hope to inspire you to dream bigger, empower you to take charge of your own life, and challenge you to be your most authentic self. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic Podcast. I'm Angie Mullings.
And I'm Tanya Murfin. And we have a guest in studio today. So in August, we're focusing our efforting on education because it's back to school time. So we have Lori Wilson, the superintendent of Ozark School District, with us today. Welcome,
Hello.
Lori.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thanks for coming. So Lori, as we get started here, why don't you just tell us about your background in education, what you've done along the way to lead you up to your superintendent spot?
Sure. I have a little bit of a unique background because I did not get into education right out of college.
Okay.
I went the business route and have a degree in accounting, and so I was able to go that route for about 11 years. We moved, and we were chasing my husband's coaching dreams, and we went to a little town called Hartville, which is about an hour from here, and knew that my kids were small, and I didn't want to drive an hour and a half. And so I got into education. So I started in Hartville, taught 6 years as a business education teacher. And then as we were moving around for jobs, we went to Stratford. And at that time, I was actually, I took a job at Nixa for 3 years.
Okay.
Then I was blessed, and it's going to sound like I've moved around a lot, but maybe I have, but I was blessed then to go to Ozark for 3 years, and I was their assistant high school principal. That's when I got into administration.
Okay.
Back to Nixa for 5 years as a junior high principal. And, you know, everybody keeps saying, okay, you're going to the dark or the light side. You're going to. I knew I wanted to be a superintendent. So I was given the opportunity to be an assistant superintendent at Aurora. Then I was West Plains for 4 years as superintendent, and very grateful that I'm back in Ozark. And I hope that's where I finish out my career as a superintendent.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, last week we had Pam Hedgepeth that her episode dropped, and we were talking about the future of education. And Pam mentioned that we talked a lot about GoCSD and all of the things that are going on with that. And she mentioned that there are three tiers of schools in the program, and Ozark is
at the top tier right now. Yes.
So maybe kind of tie in for our listeners what that means, since you're right there with it every day. What does that look like in real time?
Well, I think when she's talking about the top tier, it's basically that authentic learning. It is the real world learning. And we have been blessed that we've been working on that for about the past 4 or 5, 6 years. Mm-hmm. And so we are now trying to move out towards the business area so that we can work with our students. They can work with our students on capstones or entrepreneurial experiences. We have Project of Grad, which means what we want our students or the type of students we want them to be when they graduate. We want them to be good people. It's almost like character words.
Yeah.
And so we began that process quite a few years saying, we want them to have grit. We want them to have, to be well-balanced, well-balanced people. And then that just leads into, what does the market want for that? What do what does our community want in that kind of person and the jobs with that? So, we are at the number one tier, but that's only because we've been working at it for a few years before everybody else.
Yeah, you were a little ahead of the game.
Right.
And when did you all get the Innovation Center? When was that established?
It opened in, I have to think about the years, 2 years ago.
Okay.
So a little background on that. We are a comprehensive high school. And so a comprehensive high school means that we try to have the general general education, reading, math, or, you know, all of those. Mm-hmm. But we also have most of our vocational classes in-house, too. So we do not send our students to OTC.
Okay.
We try to take care of it all in-house.
Okay.
And so a few years ago, there was the push that we definitely want to be more purposeful with that. But also the town of Ozark had reconfigured their grade levels. So a few years ago, they had 10 through 12 in the high school. Well, they wanted 9 through 12 back together. Mm-hmm. The high school was not able to accommodate all those students. So we needed, and you could not, I don't know if anybody knows this, how expensive it is to build a new high school. We're talking $150 million.
Yes,
crazy. You have to have bonding capacity, and you can't do that. So we were very blessed that the old Vasco building was open, and we purchased that. Now, I say that because that led to how, if we have two campuses, how does that, how do we keep our students together? How do they still have that sense of community and a high school? And so when they began meeting to make our classes more purposeful, do we tie it in? Like if someone has a project, you work with marketing, you work with math. I mean, just various ways of tying projects in for students. And they wanted our students, when we did this, to really have a sense of culture, a sense of community. Because, you know, when you go through, when you're going through a cohort, when you're, like when you're in college and you have your business cohort, you have that sense of community. Well, if our students were going to go in two different places, they were going to lose that. So going the route we were with this authentic learning and this real world learning was to help create those cohorts for those students. And that may be more than what you wanted to know.
No, yeah, that helps give a visual.
So there was, it was multiple things that happened. One, we wanted our high school, our kids, to be back in 9 through 12. And then also we wanted to be more purposeful with what we were doing in-house.
So just so I understand, because I had children that went to Ozark schools, and they got out, right, probably as all this was starting to be a brainchild, right?
Yes.
So as a parent, I don't feel like I really knew what was going on in the years after they graduated. But so when they were in high school, it was 10 through 12 and ninth grade was separated.
Exactly.
So now ninth grade is back with them.
Right.
And because you have two campuses, it's...
We can accommodate that.
Yes.
There's
the capacity.
Space. Capacity, absolutely. If we
That's
had
awesome.
Put them all back into the one high school, it would not have worked.
So what does it look like? Because Angie and I, which we'll talk more about the Innovation Center here in a minute, but we took a tour with you. Was that earlier this year or last year?
Time goes by fast.
I know.
I
was trying to
spring.
I think it was early spring of this year. And so, wow, you know, our experience was amazing. And just to hear Innovation Center, you think, oh, wow, what's that mean? But to actually see it and walk through it and get the tour that we got with you and one of your principals, it, you know, it really opened our eyes to what academics looks like these days.
It looks very different.
It's so different.
It's starting to look different.
So when you started going this route so many years ago, What are the beginnings? And I know you weren't probably at Ozark yet, but how do you start to get everybody on board with that? And I know that Ozark passed a $26 million bond issue because obviously to go buy the FASCO building, you had to have some money.
Yes, ma'am.
And to come up with what it looks like inside, you wanted to do it right. If you're going to go down this road, let's do it right. So how do you start to get your community, not only the outside community, but your children and your teachers, involved in this vision?
Well, like you said, it was before I got there.
Yes.
But I know they had numerous planning meetings. And I think it started from that long-range planning meeting that we have every year, that we want our students, we want our high school to be back to a 9-12. So how do you make that happen? You can't afford a, you can't afford to build a new building. So what do we have in town that can help with that? And so the FASCO building was purchased. But even with that, you had numerous community meetings on what do you want to see out of this? How do we make this happen? And then our faculty and our staff, they visited numerous schools throughout Missouri, but mainly in Kansas City. We have something like this, but also in a couple of other states that they visited to see what's working for them and how can we adapt it for us? You know, it's still a process. We've only had that building open for 2 years. And so it is still a process. 5 years from now, we're going to tell you it's a process. I think that as we talk to students, they are truly appreciating what we're trying to do. You know, when you walk into the Innovation Center, it's almost like walking into a community college because how it is set up is that there are learning spaces throughout the building. It's not just in the classroom. We think that they can learn in the hallway. If you go, if you, and anybody, we'll be happy to give anybody a tour, but I I hope that you notice the red walls mm-hmm. that we had everywhere, mm-hmm. and you can write on those. And so mm-hmm. I've seen numerous times where the biology teacher has them in the hallway learning and writing all over these walls. We have TVs set up everywhere so that they can have group learning. And it's not just the teacher leading it. The students, okay, they need to take ownership of their own learning mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and work collaboratively. And so we have different pods set up throughout the building just so that, okay, can we go out here and work together? Sure you can. Mm-hmm. And so it is an area that they have, like I said, more ownership and more freedom than what yeah. they do at the high school. And mm-hmm. a lot of that is because of the structure of the high school. Hallways, classes off the yes. hallways, mm-hmm. yeah. where the Innovation Center is much more open.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
It was so impressive. And I think Tanya and I were jealous. We want to go yeah. back to high school if yeah. it's going to look like that, right?
Right.
It is. It was amazing. Big, wide open spaces. Kids being able to be kids, but also in those different, we saw them actually learning in different pods, mm-hmm. like you mentioned, not just in the classroom. And the thing that I noticed was there wasn't a lot of
goofing off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. They were right. well behaved. They acted like they had a sense of purpose. They and I think, I don't know if you can speak to graduation rates or anything like that, or anything with regard to their behavior since you've had that open.
Uh-huh. Well, it's still too early to see if we're having a boost in graduation rates. You know, our graduation rate is pretty high as it is. It's right okay. at 98%.
Okay.
But from a discipline aspect, what we have found in the 2 years it's been open, that the discipline in that building is lower mm-hmm. than the discipline in the original high school building. Mm-hmm. And I think it is because you are giving you're giving the students the ability to choose what they want to do and mm-hmm. to be a little more grown up, mm-hmm. but also just the whole structure of it. You know, when you have, you know, if you think about it, when you have 1,800 or 1,900 students, that's bigger than a lot of the towns in our state, exactly. in the state of Missouri.
Yeah. Yes.
And you have sure. them in one building.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to have problems.
Yes. yes.
And if you start spreading them out, you have fewer and fewer problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so just having the two different buildings has really helped from that area.
Yeah. Awesome. And so when we had made our visit, we talked about children being introduced to this type of learning mm-hmm. at a younger age, yes. fifth, sixth grade.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We will get there.
Eventually. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So that they can start to maybe hone in on what their interests are.
Right.
So versus you know, the old model, and correct me if I'm wrong, the old model, you get into high school and suddenly you're starting to be pushed to look at a program that might push you in a direction of
right.
what your skill level is in a certain area or what you enjoy doing or what have you. So the theory is that at a much younger age, children are going to start to hone in on their skill right. levels and what their interests right. are. So what does that look like moving forward with those younger ages being able to go experience mm-hmm. some of this technology and some of this real world learning, right. if you will, right. in the Innovation Center?
So we are actually beginning that push this year.
Okay.
So we are working on something that's with the Holland Codes. It's called RIASEC. It's RIASEC. And if you ask me right now, realistic, artistic, investigative, social, conventional,
you're doing good.
enterprising. I
okay.
think that's what it is. It was not in order. But we want our teachers and our students to speak the same language.
Yes.
Okay, and so, but also we want them to start finding out what am I good at or not good at, because mm-hmm. I think that is just as important.
Just as important.
That absolutely. I have gone through all of this, and I really hate doing it. Why yep. did I spend mm-hmm. all my time? Mm-hmm. So if we can have them learn a little quicker to figure that mm-hmm. out, it'd be great. But we want to speak the same language. And so what the goal is by the time they're in the fifth grade, we'll have them take just a quick 30-question interest survey, mm-hmm. and it tells them if they are an RIASEC.
Okay.
And that gives them a lot of careers to look at. But it's mm-hmm. also not just that one career. It's so like, my, for example, how I would come out in that may be an RES, you have multiple pathways that you can look at mm-hmm. and you can dabble in. Mm-hmm. So we want to start that at the fifth grade. But we're also going to have at the elementary teachers having conversations. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're teaching a science lesson and they're saying, okay, if a scientist, if the job is to be a scientist, what code does that fall in? That's a whatever it is. And so you could just start having the conversations there.
Planting the seeds.
Mm-hmm. And then when you get into fifth and sixth grade, you start taking this test. And what we want to do is to be able to eventually say, okay, if this group really falls in this one category, let's go over and look at the Innovation Center to see how where this could lead to.
Right.
And then we want to just build on that through the junior high, have more career days. I would like to see businesses come in, and we would have them categorized by the different codes mm-hmm. So that when they have their own career day and a junior high student wants to go look at this business and listen to them, they know it fits in their pathway.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
just being a little more awesome. Purposeful on yeah. that. I hope that answered yeah. your question.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it also just, as a parent, I think it makes you appreciate the school system that much more mm-hmm. that their little one that is coming home at what I still feel like is a very young age, yes. fifth or sixth grade, they're starting to take a path to thinking and talking about they like numbers, they like math, yeah. they like science, they like
art.
Yes, just that's amazing.
And I think at that age, in the junior high age, it's not about, you know, that it's one specific path. It's giving them the opportunity to dabble in many paths.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, before
and to really
they get
start
to high school.
Exploring what's in their little minds
right.
of what really interests them. Because how do you define that in a child? You know?
Yeah. I can remember coming home and putting words or putting careers on the refrigerator. And I was like, look, boys, marine biologists. Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
No, Mom. Let's move on, you know? So
right.
that's about all that I did at home
is
just to have those
yes.
conversations. But if we can start earlier with them,
yes.
and I just think it helps them to be more productive when they're out of high school, too.
Yes.
Well, if you think, I mean, it broadens their horizon, right? So
mm-hmm.
I went to a very small high school and in a small town. I only knew what options I could see in front of
me,
right?
Exactly.
You see
mm-hmm.
teacher, you see fireman, you see policeman, you see. So I had this very narrow vision of what I could do with my life.
Right.
This at fifth grade, I mean, that's mind blowing. That is mm-hmm. so forward thinking, I believe, and will help make those decisions better. You know, not every kid is headed to a 4-year college, and that's not always. And hopefully, this process helps mm-hmm. them figure that out.
Right.
Is a 4-year college right for me? Is a skilled training of some sort right for me? Am I right to just go into the workforce because
right.
I'm going to graduate hopefully with some sort of a elevated degree, right based on the program?
Uh-huh.
Just the world is at their fingertips,
right.
and,
mm-hmm.
and you're bringing it that to them.
And that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
We
mm-hmm.
want them to figure out, you know, dabble on what they would like
mm-hmm.
to do. But also, is this a passion of mine?
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah.
I'm just the opposite. I don't like this, and
mm-hmm.
there's no way.
Exactly.
I would rather them know that before they got out of high school than when they
absolutely.
Went to college and
sure.
spent the money on it.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
be able to make that change in direction while they're still
in
high school.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that look like for a child? So let's say they are good at math, like math,
mm-hmm.
and come into the Innovation Center with whatever plan is made
right.
for them.
In eighth grade, they are all supposed to have an ICAP, which means they are supposed to have some type of plan.
Okay.
And that is throughout the state of Missouri.
Okay.
It's not just an Ozark thing.
Okay.
Through the state of Missouri. And so we try to work with them on where are your interests? You know,
yeah.
and as a freshman, they all go through a course, too, that talks about all our pathways. I would really like to see that start going down to the seventh and eighth grade level
yeah.
so that they know more of that in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But once they choose a pathway, they do not have to stay in that pathway
right.
at all. You know, and it doesn't all happen at the Innovation Center, too. They will take classes like, so if they are military bound,
mm-hmm.
all our military classes are, Jay Rotsey is in the original high school.
Okay.
So they will go back and forth. And then let's say if they are in the... Maybe the ag ag pathway. There will still be classes at the high school that they will take, but it will also lead into the one at the OIC.
Okay. I just want our listeners to have an idea of how many options you have available. We saw so many cool things. A commercial kitchen,
yes,
where they can go in and learn how to cook and prepare a meal,
right,
and start them on a pathway to being a chef, mm-hmm, or something in that culinary,
right,
arena. Quilting class.
And that's, I know that's a favorite of yours, so
that's
I have to
favorite
say that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
love it. We have a long arm, and that was donated by a local business. And our teacher she learned how to use the computer portion of it. And now, this year, for the first year, after 2 years, we have a quilting class.
That's awesome.
And that's what they're going to learn. And that's part of the business, too. They're learning how to run a quilting business. And so if I've taken a quilt to be quilted, they'll give me what the price could be. They'll give me different options, and it goes into their fundraising account.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah. So what other areas of study are in within your?
Well, like I said, if you're more in the military line, we definitely do have the JROTC programs, which they're nationally known. It's a great program. But specifically in the Innovation Center, we have a lot of our Project Lead the Way, which is our STEM classes, our computer classes. Mm-hmm. We have a print shop, so we can print our own type of banners. Mm-hmm. We have agriculture. Mm-hmm. We have the largest agriculture department in the state of Missouri. I think it's the top three, but I really think it's the largest one.
Wow.
And we have put in bays upon bays of welding. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of schools will not have that. Like I said, they will send their students to welding school. They'll send them to OTC,
right,
which OTC is great, but we just want to give a comprehensive, try to do everything we can in-house. We have a partnership with Cox, where we have the health pavilion. Mm-hmm. And so they have donated items where we have it set up like an emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And they will go through the process of, what does this x-ray machine look like? What does it, you know, with what does the bed and all the machines around it when someone comes into the emergency room? Mm-hmm. They even donated a ambulance for us. So if someone's thinking about going to that EMT route, you know, we have this. So, you know, those are just a few of the things that we do in-house.
Yeah,
it's an amazing experience, really, to walk through and see. And it doesn't, if you didn't know better, like you were blindfolded and dropped off for the day and didn't see Ozark High School anywhere, you really would think you were somewhere that was running a business, right? Because it's that authentic.
Yeah.
We have... with our DECA kids, we built a coffee shop.
Yes,
you know, like
I remember
saying
that.
And the goal is we have meeting space, conference rooms, and then we built a coffee shop so that if we're having a meeting, every adult wants to have coffee about 10 o'clock. Yeah. And so the students would actually, you know, make the coffee and serve us, because we would go up to the window and order it and pay for it just like you would anywhere else. So those are some of the more long-term or forward-looking things that we're wanting to do.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Really is.
So from a business perspective, I mean, what can help your programs grow? What do you need from the community and from businesses, I guess? How can people be involved and help this program become even better than what it is?
I think things like this, getting the word out about what we're trying to do. We have... Lee Jennings, she's our director of academies, and she tries to go and have conversations with businesses to let them know what we can do. We need to do a great job in-house of marketing and telling our story, so it has to start there. But also realizing that a business, they can come to us with a problem or with an issue, and we will do our best to help address that. We want our students to be in the businesses with them, but we do not want them to be treated like students. Mm-hmm. We wanted them to be treated like workers.
Right.
And that means telling them no. That means telling them that, thank you, that was a great start on this project, but that's not what we see.
Right.
So you're going to have to go back to the drawing board and let's try it again. I think that's where sometimes the disconnect is between businesses and students. Students aren't used to hearing that, and they need to learn it. And businesses, they don't want to hurt the students' feelings.
Right. Yeah.
So we need those types of things. We need our students, you know, you had mentioned that we want to do that diploma and It's called market value assets. Mm-hmm. And so we want them to have capstones. We want them to have the entrepreneurial experiences. Mm-hmm. There's just we are still investigating and working, but we're willing to talk to anybody and to figure out what's best for our students.
Yeah.
Kansas City does a really good job of this, but they're about 10 years ahead of us.
Sure. Yeah.
And so they've been more than willing to help us, and we just need to develop that in this area.
Yeah. And I think it would be great for businesses to understand that if they do have a problem, let's say they need help marketing, or they've got a new idea for a business and they want to know how to launch that. I mean, those are the kind of projects that these kids would love to work on, right? Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating to me, and I love the idea of taking something to these kids, and that's what makes it real world learning,
right?
When you've got a business that is in need of something and can give those kids a project for them to work on and hopefully is a win-win for everyone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it could be as simple as, let's say you have a vehicle, a van, and you want to advertise on your van. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you do that? Mm-hmm. Do you want to put a wrap on the van? Mm-hmm. Well, now let's talk to our group of students as a project, and they would go through the business aspect of it from a cost. They would go through the marketing and the graphic design part of it. They would go through the presentation, and then I would hope that the business would say, that's not exactly what I wanted. So let's talk about it and let's revisit it again.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Well, and it helps them when they get out of school. What we've heard from employers for several years now is that we do not have people that are skilled, have the soft skills. They don't know how to behave in a work setting.
Right.
But you get these kids in their high school years learning how to interact with a business person. First of all, it gives them confidence, right? So, and they've gained that, and now they could be more successful in an interview. Mm-hmm. So just from the basic level of that, it's helping community and at the same time helping those kids.
That is the goal, 100%. Especially with our portrait of a graduate, with our, and I want to say, you know, like I said, it used to be called character words, and it still is, but it is more of how do we teach our kids grit? How do we teach them to be learners? Mm-hmm, and they need to take all of those skills into the business world.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So is there anything that is top of mind in the next 5 years of the Innovation Center, right this second?
I think developing that language and really being intentional as far as moving it down to the elementaries. Because, you know, if you have 400 graduates, over 400, but only 60 of them at the high school level did a capstone, we need to work on that too.
Sure.
You know, this is not going to be something that we accomplish overnight. I could easily see too that in 5 years, let's say, and this is where we would just have to work with the community, and I'm just throwing this out there. Let's say that we have a huge company, a huge manufacturing plant, or someone that moves into this area, and it's not in our pathways, or it's not, how are we going to address that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that we need to also be looking at, just because these are the jobs now that we have for our students, it may not be what's here 5 to 10 years.
That's so true.
And how do we adjust? So those are the things that I think about, is just how to keep it going and not become stagnant.
My mind goes to another of our guests we had on. Help me with her name, Angie, because she is a longtime friend of yours, but works in the Christian County developing.
Christian Ryder.
Yes.
Yeah.
In bringing in new companies to Christian County.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can see a good partnership there of just, hey, you know, FYI, we have this large corporation coming to our community or coming to Greene County, because obviously they were working closely together.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you're always in the know. I would think that would be a good line of communication there.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you say so we mentioned in the beginning that there's three tiers of schools that are kind of coming online. I mentioned Pam, and she's leading the charge with GoCSD, trying to get as many schools in the southern part of Missouri, that's her region, online with this.
Right.
This didn't happen overnight.
No.
this took a while right. to, this was a dream. It was part of a vision. It was part of a plan. Do you have any advice for schools who are thinking about what their next step is, or how do they go from an entry level to a number right. two or so on?
I think just begin. Yeah. There's, we have in our cohort one, we have a K-8 in Shelnop. They're doing this. So mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be in Ozark. It does not yeah. have to be a school of 6,000 that's close to Springfield.
Uh-huh. Right?
It can be at any size, and you tailor it for what you need in your community
yeah.
and what your students need. And if there's not these experiences for businesses, because you may live, the school may be an hour away from big
right.
businesses.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? What can you do in your own school?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always a need in your own school
yeah.
for some type of marketing. There is. How can you adjust what you're doing in your own school? And then I would say, go out and get the research and join the SRSN, which is what she's over.
Yes.
And I'm trying to, the Student Ready Success Network.
Yes.
Yes.
All these acronyms.
I know, right?
In education. But you know, just begin. Just think, what do our students need? And the students in this town are, everybody needs the same type of skills, but what's going to benefit our community, and have the conversations with the community. And mm-hmm. you just got to begin. You just got to yeah. step out there and start it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great tip. Uh-huh. I appreciate and just want to thank you for the work that you continue to do and lead in this efforting in Ozark. It's amazing. And having had children there, and I have grandchildren who will probably be raised yeah. there, I don't know that you'll actually be in place still.
She's
three
not,
and a half.
Honestly.
I'm sure you're hoping you're not. But it's exciting yeah. to hear and see. And it really, I think for just the general population, they would be really excited to see all of this and know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We welcome tours all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. And that's one reason we really wanted to talk about this on the podcast, because I feel like it is not really a well-kept secret. It's not supposed to be a secret,
right.
but it just, sometimes when you don't have kids in school
right.
or
you just don't know.
You don't know what you don't know, right?
Right.
So
yep.
so just hopefully this will help bring some awareness and
yep.
really, and I would encourage anybody out there that if you have a thought, something that's going on in your business and you want to give the kids a shot, then reach out, right?
And
absolutely. Willing to listen to anything, because there may be things out there that you guys haven't even thought about yet.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
yeah.
We would love it. And we'd love all the help we can get.
That's yeah. great. That's great.
So as we start to wrap up, you're a woman leader.
Yes.
And we like to hear leadership lessons from other leaders. So can you come up with something really good and juicy to give us, Lori?
Oh,
something you've learned or a tip you could give for future leaders.
So this year, our theme at Ozark is mm-hmm. tell me something good.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. And I truly believe your attitude towards everything is what makes or breaks you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so yesterday we had our back to school, and I told him, I said, not everything is going to go your way, and you need to be able to pull yourself up, and you need to find the good in things. And so when you're finding the good in things, how are you doing that for your children?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing that for your students? They mm-hmm. need to know that when something has happened, that right around the corner, there's going to be something better.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
going to,
yeah.
it will work out. You may not see it now, but it mm-hmm. will work out. And
yeah.
and so that's, for me, that's how I work through things, is mm-hmm. that I'm not a not a very negative person. I'm more of a positive person.
Mm-hmm.
So I
mm-hmm.
always try to find the good in things, or mm-hmm. where the positivity lies.
Yeah.
And so that would be my one little nugget.
That's
a great nugget.
That's great.
Yeah. Especially starting a school year.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Lots of positive vibes out there.
That's right.
Well,
that's
thank
right.
you, Lori. We
yes,
appreciate
thank
you
very
being
much.
Here today.
This hasn't been as bad as I thought. It was actually fun. Thank you. I was a little nervous.
We're not that serious.
We're not that scary. Yeah, we really appreciate it. Appreciate all the information you
yes.
were able to share. And so if you know an educator or a school that could benefit from some of this information, mm-hmm. we would encourage you to share and so that they can have the benefit of that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to thank Gershman Mortgage, Kate and Jordan, for hosting today. And we will catch you guys on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Authentic podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Be sure to listen to us on your favorite podcasting app.